It's a question doctors always ask, do you have a family history of cancer? You might say no, but what if there are cancer genes hidden in your DNA? Tonight, our national correspondent Kate Snow has the story of a woman who accidentally discovered her risk, raising a debate over whether more people should be tested even without a family history.
Robin Carlin never thought she had to worry about her DNA.
I thought I had great genes.
She was active, healthy, had no known family history of cancer. But 5 years ago, her tech-savvy 22-year-old son, Eli, got the results of a consumer DNA test he'd ordered online. They were shocked to learn Eli had an abnormality usually associated with women, a BRCA1 mutation, which dramatically increases the risk of breast and ovarian cancers. Robin got tested and learned she had the mutation too. Her family history had been hidden. She got the mutation from her father and had passed it on to her son.
Would your insurance company have covered the test if your son hadn't already taken one?
No, they would not. There are strict criteria for what family history qualifies you, and I did not have that family history.
Robin isn't alone. Half of the women with BRCA mutations would not meet insurance criteria.
If we only offer testing to women who have a family history, we'll miss half of the women with mutations.
Dr. Mary Claire King thinks every woman over 30 who wants a cancer risk test should be able to get one. Until now, those tests have cost thousands. But a new company called Color Genomics has just begun selling a test for breast and ovarian cancer risk for just $249, which includes genetic counseling. Dr. King is an unpaid advisor.
What we're doing is offering women information that empowers them to save their own lives.
But some experts worry the genetic testing business may be growing too fast.
I think it's going to be a bit of the Wild West in the coming years.
Dr. Robert Green says even specialists don't know what every mutation they find means.
We're talking about things which make you a little more likely, or sometimes a lot more likely, to get a disease, but not necessarily for sure.
So interesting.
Robin Carlin says for her, the risks were clear. Up to 65% of women with a mutation like hers will get breast cancer, and 39% will get ovarian cancer by the time they're 70. Robin made the difficult decision to have a double mastectomy and remove her ovaries and fallopian tubes, all because her son took that genetic test.